May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue our journey through Advent, and I do wonder for some of us who have an Advent calendar, how you're doing on your calendar, whether you're still opening those windows and continuing with your meditation and your reflection. For those who have an Advent candle, I wonder whether it's still burning and what the date is today, or probably it's stuck on the 2nd of December. But it is a journey that we are on all together. And of course, this Advent and Advent per se, we have been reflecting on that understanding that Advent is a season of preparation, a season of waiting, and a season of hopeful expectation. And of course, we have noted quite clearly that Advent is a season in its own right. It is not yet Christmas. It is Advent, a season by its own right. We have also noted that it is that particular time that we look backwards at the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at Christmas, but also we look forward with hopeful expectation of his second coming as King and Judge over all. And this is the third week in Advent. And on this day, we do shift gears a little bit because, as you might have noticed, on our Advent wreath, today we did light a different colored candle, the pink candle. Today is referred to in the church calendar as Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete is a Latin word that means rejoice. Some people call it Rose Sunday. In other churches, in other places, the person who's presiding might also be wearing some pink robes as well. And it is just a time that we are invited in the midst of preparation, invited in the midst of waiting, invited as we hope for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior to rejoice. And Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, that which was read to us today, reminds us to rejoice in the Lord always. Not sometimes, not in certain circumstances, but always. And Paul even goes ahead further to repeat it again. He says, just in case probably you did not hear it, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. A reading from the Old Testament begins with that call of rejoicing by the prophet Zephaniah. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Sing and shout. Oh, rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughters of Jerusalem. So today is a day of great joy, a day of rejoicing. But of course, even as we reflect about joy and rejoicing, it is of course not very easy to do so. Rejoicing is difficult. Because you see, we might be here today feeling a bit overwhelmed by life and the things that we are facing. The stress of life and today, probably struggling to keep it all together, probably just going through the motions, trying to get through this season. And probably when we hear that song, it is a season to be jolly, sha-la-la-la-la. There is nothing to be jolly about it at all. When people say it is the most wonderful time of the year, this might not be making sense to us at all. And of course, when we look at the world that we live in today, there isn't much to rejoice about. It is the other day that one of the charities that we do support here in this church, International Needs, was reminding us that it has been 1,000 days since the war between Russia and Ukraine broke out. 1,000 days. It is a sad reality that today, as we gather here, as we speak, there are more than 110 armed conflicts across the world. as we'll be decking the halls with bells and Christmas songs and all these jingle bells, some places the air will be rendering with sirens and bombs and gunfire. As we look at our city itself here in Gloucester, walk through town and you see businesses shutting, places being boarded up, homelessness becoming quite strife in our city, not to mention the great effect of drugs and substance abuse across our city. Food banks becoming quite overwhelmed because the demand is so high than indeed the supply. But today we are called to rejoice, to have joy in the midst of all this. And I have not even mentioned what we as individuals might be going through. About the intolerance that is rising in the world today, the injustices that we see in the world today. But yet today we are called to rejoice. And Paul repeats it again and says, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. And as I read this scripture, I am just like those gentlemen who came to John and asked him, so what should we do? You're saying all this, but what should we do? Today we are celebrating Christingle up here. Of course, Christingle is part of sharing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, but the other side of it is also supporting the work of the Children's Society. Children's Society who last year released a report that says the children in the UK are the children who are most dissatisfied with life in the whole of Europe. Sad reality. That more than 4 million children in this country live in poverty. And that those who live in poverty, they are 5% more likely to be excluded from social experiences, 5% more likely to go hungry, 5% more likely to be shamed because they cannot afford the things that all the other children might be able to afford. But yet today is Gaudete Sunday, the call to rejoice. And Paul says, rejoice in the Lord, and again I say, rejoice. So how then, what are we to do? How are we to rejoice in the face of this all? Well, it's all in what Paul is saying to us. Because we are not rejoicing in any odd thing. We are rejoicing in the Lord. We are rejoicing because of Jesus Christ. We are rejoicing because of the coming of Christ, both at Christmas and both in the future. So this Gaudete Sunday, Rose Sunday, it might not be all rosy for all of us, but it is a moment to remind ourselves that our joy is found in Jesus Christ. In this gift that God gives unto us, by this fruit of the Holy Spirit, joy becomes our portion. Because this joy that God gives us is a different kind of joy. It is not like happiness. It is not fleeting. It is not based on any material satisfaction. But the joy that Jesus gives unto us is something much more deeper, and it is enduring. It does not depend on the external circumstances, but it is rooted in the unchanging truth of God's love, care, and concern for all of us. It is rooted in that reality that he who came as that child is Emmanuel, God together with us. That he will never leave us at any point in our lives. And in this season of Advent, the joy we celebrate is not just the joy of the looking back in terms of Christmas, in terms of Jesus coming as a baby born in Bethlehem. It is also the joy of looking forward to his second coming, when he shall come as judge and king, who will judge with righteousness, where all people will be called to give an account of all that which they have done. Joy that indeed justice will indeed be evident in our world today. So what do we do then, as the listeners of John were saying? How about we do what Paul was saying? That let us not worry, but with prayer and supplication, we take our worries and cares to God. We have a relationship with God. We speak to God. We share all our anxieties to him. And what if it does not stop there? That we not only just share with God our worries and cares, but we also share with those in the world about this God, about this Jesus who has given us this great joy. Because all of us as Christians, we are called to be witnesses of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Especially in this society, as I have described, where people are facing all these difficult things. Anxiety, division, despair, desperation. Will it not just be lovely if we just shared the love and the joy of God with all those who are around us? You might ask, how do we do that? And that's where the Christian goal comes in. Lots of things. Let me pick another one. Yeah, we do have lots of things on here. We do have the orange, you know, which symbolizes the world that God made, the world that God, when he created it, he called it good. Because in that orange, there are lots of things, lots of minerals in there, and quite a lot of things that we can have. And so is the world that God has created. But of course, we do know that sin came into the world and corrupted the world. Sin coming into the world made the world that God has made. We witness all these things that we witness. Again, Jesus Christ came, and that's what that red tape symbolizes. His love, his sacrifice, dying on the cross, his blood that he shed on the cross, so that the world that God so created that had been corrupted from sin can indeed be redeemed back to God. And of course, the fruits themselves, the goodness, and in terms of God's creation, from the east, from the west, to the south, all of it being saved by God, being saved by the work of Jesus Christ. And therefore, we have that candle up there, symbolizing the light of God coming into this world. Christ's light shining through, breaking through every darkness. And it is that light that no darkness can be able to squash. So this is our hope. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. We do have joy even in the midst of our circumstances because of Jesus Christ, because of what Jesus Christ has done. And so I want to conclude with the words of a wonderful song that I used to sing long time ago. I will not sing, so sorry for that. But it is by one lady known as Shelley Caesar. And it is a beautiful, beautiful song. But I'll just read the words, just three lines. And this is what she says. This joy that I have, this joy that I have, this joy that I have, the world did not give it, and the world cannot take it away. Amen.